The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
All right, what is good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Week's Geek. Today, oh man, we got a fire episode coming your way. We got the one and only Gonzalo Garcia. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, I woke up this morning and I looked at my calendar and it said film podcast with Gonzalo, and oof, you know, stuff got better, you know what I'm saying?
But, yes, sir. Got that notification on my phone saying podcast with Troncy, and oof.
I like that. Cool. So go ahead for our audience. Just introduce yourself. Give us, you know, a few things about you. What should we know about Gonzalo?
My name's Gonzalo Garcia, as was mentioned. I am 17. Come from a big family. Yeah. Mexican, you know. Proud. Well, yeah, that's pretty much all.
I like that. So, obviously, we met at school, right? But do you remember exactly how we met, by any chance?
I believe I do. It was, I believe, through one of our friends, Adrian. It was freshman year, and, you know, nothing to do. And my friend Adrian was like, oh, yeah, you want to meet this cool guy? And I was like, all right, bet. And I seen you. And I was like, that's him? And then we started talking. You know, it didn't seem like we were going to, you know, connect. But all of a sudden, bam, like, we became close and everything.
Hey, man. That's, whew. The boy Adrian, making stuff happen.
Yes, sir.
What a guy, bro. What a guy. But, yeah, so, I mean, ever since then, we've been pretty close. We've been good friends. So, stoked to have you on the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hey, let's dive right into it, man. I'm excited for this one.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So, quarantine, right? It's done some stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got those late night thoughts, you know? Vibe into those sad songs going. How's your quarantine been so far?
Oof, it's been crazy out here in this quarantine.
In what way?
So, like I mentioned, I have a big family, so it's hard keeping up with them, you know, helping ones with homework, you know, cleaning around the house, getting some alone time.
Mm. I like that. Yeah, how many people exactly?
Right now, we have 9 and a baby coming in.
Dang, okay. Not yours, though, huh?
No.
Just make sure. I had to make sure, you know.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, definitely sounds like it's only a little bit of struggle out there.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, cool. All right, well, I mean, if you want to introduce the subject, I mean.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been introducing, but we'll change it up a little bit, and I'll let you introduce it, sir, because you're Mr. Expert out here. So
I like that. So today we're going to be talking about all types of love and relationships.
This one going to hit. This one going to hit a lot of people.
This one will hit.
So, I'll start off by this. Right. When I got some trouble here, when something's going down, right, I go to you. Right.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes I get amazing advice from you. Mm-hmm. Right. And then there's the other, you know, 10% of the 100. That's you just give me some dumbass response. Right?
I do.
I'm gonna be real with you. But I think for the most part, hey, your advice. Okay. I'll give you some credit. I'll give you credit where it's
due. Yes, sir.
All right. So that's why we had to bring him on to the episode today. So first things first, I want to showcase some of this advice you've been getting, right? Because you're a pretty wise guy, mm-hmm. right? So let's start off from basics here. We're in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And someone wants to make a move on someone. What's the way to do that right now?
Well, from experience right now, I'm making a move on somebody. I'm not going to lie to you. So the way to do it isn't to show what you have, but what you can bring to the table. You feel?
Ooh.
Yes, sir. That one.
Already? We're only 4 minutes in, my guy.
It's got to be deep all throughout. Yeah. It's what you can bring to the table. So, like, let's say this person has been cheated on before. You have to show them that you are not like the last person she was with. Mm-hmm. You have to show that you actually and you're willing to sacrifice for her to know that she's safe and not being cheated on. You feel?
Mm.
Yes, sir.
I like that. And what's the best way to go about that?
The best way is to just not give her your passwords, but to throw out the option too. You feel?
Mm.
Okay. And if she well, just go for it. You feel?
Mm-hmm. And if not, it's just... We cool.
And if not, then you guys are cool. And just, like, try to make sure to not bring up any topics with another girl. Because that'll bring in the whole mentality of, oh, he's with another girl. He's cheating this, that.
Hmm. Okay. And even let's say someone, right, knows of someone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're going to throw it over to my situation here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know someone. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna get that first step in, but it's a little tough because, you know, the communication's not set, right? You don't really have this firm way, or the constant, or how do I say it? It's not like normal to be talking to this person. How do you get from that point to a more
elaborate way,
closer point? Yeah.
Well, there's many ways you can go out about into moving away from the non-communication zone. Mm. So you can, one thing you can do is establish what you want with that person to actually make sure that your heart desires being with this person. Because your boy's made a few decisions that haven't put him in the right spot. You feel? So yeah, just establish that you really want to be with this person and then go for it. A way you can go for it is by actually just calling her. So just make sure you have her number, and before you even call her, just text her, "You busy?" If she says no, then that's the perfect time. They love unexpected calls.
And then, okay. So I do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I call her up. No answer. Is it because I'm Ralph Tronchi or what? Because I'm Ralph Tronchi. You know, everybody picks up.
Everybody has to pick up the phone for Ralph.
So, you know, so if they don't pick it up for me, what's the deal with that?
The deal with it is maybe she can be a little shy, or you have to establish better communication. Because some girls want the certain communication. Like, they want, like, every minute you text her, she texts you that way. Or it can be, like, the whole that they want you to be calling them. Like, what's happening with me. I FaceTime her every day, and she likes that communication. She doesn't like the whole texting. Because a text can be taken out of context very quickly.
Facts. Yeah. So, also what I'm hearing, as you said, it varies on the situation. But also, it looks like communication is going to be key.
Yes, right. Communication is key.
Would you consider that the top priority? Or what would you say is has to be prioritized when you're in this situation?
Well, the thing that actually has to be prioritized throughout the whole, like any relationship, has to be that you actually want this person. So what your heart desires.
Mm-hmm.
Because put it like this. Let's say I'm with the girl, and the girl doesn't like me at all, but she still plays along. I can be knees deep in love, and she can be just playing me like a fool. There can be, like, zero love. She'll leave you. So it has to be what the heart wants.
Damn.
It has to have that mutual love. You feel? Yeah.
Uh-huh. And is there changing that when one side is like 100%, other side is zero? Is there a way to to maneuver that, or do you just say, okay, well, this is just obviously not the one.
Well, there's a
they're not going to commit to me.
There's a way to establish it. You can actually talk to that person so she can, you know, clarify if she has feelings or not, or just to move on. Because, as you know, we're growing older, so so these you know, little games that we used to play before aren't being established into our everyday life now. Like, we're growing older, we're being more mature, so it has to be established what you want. So, like, if you want to play, just say that you want to play. If you want to be serious, say you want to be serious.
That thing that hit, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Oof. Okay. So, and you know, we've obviously talking about, you know, starting stuff up and building things up, but let's say, you know, you get what you want, mm-hmm. right? Everything's going good, but then there comes a point where things aren't the same how they used to be, right? Communication's not there, just that feeling for each other is not mutual no more. At that point, you know, where do you go from there?
Well, from there, if you're not really feeling the mutual communication or anything, you just have to talk it out and say, you know what, if you want your space or you want to leave, just talk it out. Just, you know, instead of ignoring mm-hmm. each other, making each other feel unwanted, just talk it out. Make sure feelings are there on the table, all hearts poured out, everything, you know?
Right. So back again to that communication, mm-hmm. right? I feel like that's going to be brought up a lot.
That will be.
In this episode. Yeah. Cool. So obviously, right, we've covered a lot so far, you know, 15 or so minutes
yes, sir.
On here. But okay, so let's take it back a notch. Right? You go through the first stages, everything's great. But then when you're in the middle of it, something happens with the other person. You catch this person doing stuff with other people. At that point, I mean, there's a lot of different approaches to go through with this. But what would you recommend doing in that situation?
Well, the thing I recommend not to do is go and try fighting the other person. That's the number one thing I recommend not to do. It's better to just clear up your mind and not have feelings, emotions taking over your brain onto what to do. Because many people take that time to just say, oh yeah, I'm gonna go after this person. Everything that happened is because of this person. So let emotions clear out the way. So just mm-hmm. think clearly. That's one mm. thing.
Yeah. You know, from past experience of this too, you know, like I was thinking, you know, I could do a lot of things right mm-hmm. now, right, with what I just saw. But at the end of the day, it's like, if I follow through with this, if I do these negative things, it's not going to do anything but get me in
exactly.
more trouble, right? So just like you said, you know, and yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, what about through quarantine? Obviously, we've seen a lot of stuff happen mm-hmm. between a lot of people. What's the best way to manage yourself and your other partner during this quarantine, during the stay-at-home order?
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one, I'm not going to lie. So mm-hmm. in order for, you know, mutual things to still be there during quarantine is to show, well, to show that you still really like that person, to show mm-hmm. dedication, still show that the spark is still there. Some ways you can mm-hmm. do that is FaceTiming, calling, texting, you know, the usual. But some surprises right. would be fine, like going to their house, to the park, a day on the river, things like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's for, you know, a couple. But what about those who was trying to get us someone before the quarantine? Because I was talking to someone the other day, and, you know, they were just losing hope, right? But, you know, I told them, so you're going to tell me all those times where, you know, you got nervous being around her, all those times where you spent, you know, all your time ever on her, all those times before quarantine, you're going to tell me that was for nothing, mm-hmm. right? You're just going to let, you know, this little wall blind you from what's over the wall, You know, I feel like it's definitely been an obstacle, but I think it's something easy to overcome once you have a clear vision. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, any thoughts on that?
Well, some things that to help clear up the mind is to just remember, like you said, remember the times where you would feel nervous with that person, where you would, you know, cherish mm-hmm. the times with that person. And it doesn't even have to be like a big thing that you have to do, but it could be the tiny things like picnics, walking the dog together, or even just a stroll through the park talking. Like, mm-hmm. that would still show that you want that person, that you, and you'll still have the same feeling over that person.
So, sticking with the quarantine thing, what if you and that person aren't very close, but you want to get into that stage, but seeing them personally isn't an option, right? Is it going to lower chances that, you know, the only communication you have is through the phone, or?
No, actually, it'll strengthen the communication. Yeah.
Strengthen.
Because you see, when two people mutually like each other, they tend to get nervous, don't speak, or they just leave it as just walking through the park. Through the phone, right, you feel more confident. You feel more powerful through the phone. So you can you can be talking through the phone, but in person never speak. But then you have to create that communication after quarantine. So let's say you FaceTime her every day, you know, all smiles, all giggles. After quarantine, you have to establish that communication. Make the first move. Like, because quarantine's not going to last forever, you know? So you gotta establish that communication.
Okay. Gotta make sure you keep that same energy afterwards. Okay.
Like the Migos say, cool. walk the walk, talk the talk, homie.
I like that. But before we continue on, we still got a lot to talk about. But before we keep going, we got to get our halftime prep.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So today, for today's questions, I took a little different route. Okay. These are going to be a little more rapid fire than our other episodes. The other ones kind of took a little more thought. But today, it's just
boom. All right.
All right. Let's go question number one. All right. What is the best, in your opinion, right? What is the best type of weather?
Oh, I got to say cold weather. You never that guy. Cold weather.
Oh, no. You telling me. Oh, you going to wake up, say it's a good day, because I'm going to put on 3 jackets and 2 pants?
No, sir, not that cold. At least a nice little, with a nice coffee, watching a movie in the living room.
You.
That would be the best weather.
Okay. Okay. All right. Question number 2. All right. You go to a restaurant. You can either get soup or a sandwich.
Ooh, gotta say sandwich.
Sandwich. Okay. And then what kind of sandwich do you get?
Ooh, PB&J. At a restaurant.
You tripping. No. I've never.
Well, you heard it now.
But right, you can't just go in your fridge, make yourself that PB&J. You got to go to a restaurant.
Quarantine, my bro. It's different.
I feel that. Okay. Let's go to question number 3. All right. You prefer beer or you prefer
some wine? Ooh, see, depends on the occasion.
Okay.
So let's say partying with friends, beer, nice chill date, you know, wine.
Okay, I feel that. Okay. All right. Let's go into our second to last question. All right. Back in the restaurant, you can either dine in or dine out.
Ooh, see. Also depends. If it's nice and sunny, not too hot, yet still perfect breeze, dining out. Too cold, hot weather, okay, Everything, staying inside. Yes, sir.
Staying inside. Okay. I feel that. Let's go ahead and move into our last question. One that I've been asking every single guest. And I'm excited to hear your answer. But do you have any guilty?
Ooh, pleasures? That's a good one. I do not. I'm not funny.
Stop playing. Hey, lines of sin.
I never cap. Yeah. I never lie.
Okay. Cool. Well, there y'all have it. There are your halftime questions for today. So let's go ahead back in it, get back in it. But, of course, before that, we have a word from our sponsors. All right, so there y'all have it. So we're going to come back here. And I'm starting off with an article that I have right in front of me from Forbes with the headline, 18%, only 18% are satisfied with their communication with their couples through this pandemic. And as I said, we both mentioned communication is going to be a big part in this episode, right? One of the top priorities. Mm-hmm. But only 18% are satisfied with their communication. Is there something that you feel can be going better to increase that number, or why do you think that number is so low?
Well, I say maybe putting down the phone. Some people, when going on dates, people have the urge to check their phone every 5 minutes to see if they got a text.
Right.
All right. So people at home, let's say the couple's at home, couples going out, you know, leave the phone. Don't, it's not necessarily leave the phone at home, leave the phone in the car. No, put it on mute and don't look at it. Because mm-hmm. that ruins the communication, or it can even ruin a spark.
Right. So sometimes the phone can be a blessing, but then other times maybe even a curse.
Yes, right. Sir.
Okay.
Cool. I'm not going to. Yes, sir. I was on a date once. She would say mid sentence, I check my phone, and she'd stop, just for that reason.
Come on, no. Hey, but you know what? It happened, and you learned from that situation.
Exactly. Right?
So that's where I want to take the next part. I'm glad you said that. So, not every relationship is going to be perfect, right? We've all been through the ones where it's like, you know, it wasn't the best, but it definitely had a lot of factors where I could learn how to get better.
Right? Yeah.
Do you think, when do you think, after so many relationships, when do you settle? When do you know that it's that perfect person and you're ready, you've gone through all the struggles, all the hardships? When do you know we on the right one?
Well, honestly, you don't.
You don't.
You don't know it's the right one. You just have to wait for that perfect moment or perfect time so they can really outshine and show what they're truly made of.
Damn.
Yes. And it doesn't even have to necessarily be in just relationships, but also in friendships. There could be this, let's put one of my examples. So my sister was in the hospital because, you know, obviously the car crash. Her friend left work and went to the hospital without even saying, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, that happened. No, she went straight to the hospital. That showed that she outshone everybody else. That shows that she's a true friend.
Right.
So it could be same with the girlfriend. Or a boyfriend. There's always going to be that one moment where they can outshine everybody else.
Right. And sometimes it might take a long time to find that person. Right?
Yes.
Because nowadays, I mean, you don't see that too much. You know, when something like that happens, like it really shows like, wow, you know, like compared to my other friends here, like this person really cares like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Cool. So I assume, I mean, you don't put a time limit on any of this, right?
Huh?
I feel like time is not important in this. Would you say?
Yes.
Because it can happen soon. It could happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There, okay, cool.
Another key component to just a good relationship is taking things baby steps.
And how does that benefit one rather than taking these long, you know, leaps ahead?
So let's say baby steps would actually make you know each other better. Mm-hmm. So it'll basically give you the time, all the time in the world you need just to spend with this one person, or even just to like learn about this person, behavior, mm-hmm. Everything in general. Mm-hmm. And long steps, they don't really work out in the long shot, because let's say you bring her to meet your family, and your family's very judgmental. They're saying, oh yeah, this about her, this, you guys haven't been together this long. But like, next thing you know, she breaks up with you. They're like, your family's like, oh yeah, you guys should have taken it slower and just take a breather. That's what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. the whole way that, shit, I lost my train of thought. Fuck. I'm not. let's see. Yeah, long steps, they don't really work out in the long shot, because, well, meeting the parents very fast, so let's say like in a week's worth or 2 weeks worth, that's not enough time. They'll ask you questions like, how did you guys meet? When are you guys planning on making it official? And you're just like, whoa, we just barely met, mm-hmm. which isn't very good, but still, you know. There's still people out there who do that.
Right, right. So what's a good timeline to get to that point?
I'm not going to lie. The good timeline to do that is maybe 4 months.
4 months.
That's wow. That's when you really start mm-hmm. getting to know the person better. And mm-hmm. you're just in your head like, oh, do I really want this person? Is this person really, like, am I really going to commit?
Right, right. It's almost like someone, I was talking to someone the other day, and they brought up the analogy of like getting a tattoo almost. Mm. You know? It's like you could say one day, right, I want this tattoo really bad, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna get it, right? But then another day you could be like, ah, you know, that tattoo's not really what I want, you know, I kinda want a different style, whatever. And you act too fast on it, potentially, you know, could change your life in a way, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like that was a good way to kind of connect things, to kind of see it on a different level in time, definitely, yeah. But 4 months, yeah.
And we could also put the whole analogy of the laser removal as well. Mm-hmm. It hurts to let something go, or even to have something removed from you, ooh. But it'll still, but it takes time to just let it go.
I think, oh man, we just hit a lot of people.
That yeah, one. That one.
Oh man,
that one's dang. Gonna hit.
Hold on. I need you to repeat that again, because that was. Hold on, I need to hear that one for a time.
All right, the analogy of the laser removal. It takes time to have somebody, you or, like, the tattoo to get wiped from you. It'll hurt, but at the same time, you'll feel relieved that it's gone. That all the pain is gone as well. And you'll just be ready for the next person to come, and you'll be totally wiped clean.
Dang. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Bro. That one left me speechless. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes, sir.
Dang. Cause a lot of times, right, we don't wanna go through that process, mm-hmm. right? We don't want to go through that pain, that suffering that's going to happen when we take this person out of our lives. But at the end of the day, it's going to make us better.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to change us in a more positive direction. Mm-hmm. And then for the next one, as you said, we're going to be ready.
Yeah.
We're going to be ready. I like that. Cool. Obviously, we've talked about the process of going from one to another. But a lot of times, people don't know how to get through that. Right? What would you say is the best way to get over someone? The way I would say is, and what's worked for me, is just set your mind in something else, right? Keep your mind occupied. Keep yourself doing things that you like, that makes you happy, to overwrite, you know, the pain and the suffering that's gone from the last person. But I don't know what you would say, but yeah, what is your opinion on that?
No, yeah, that's actually a very good way of thinking, to just focus on school, something that entertains you, like let's say your favorite video game. Beat the levels all over again, it's fine. Just do things that make you not want to think. So going out with
listening to your favorite podcast the week.
Yes, sir, with Troncy. like listening to music, and it's okay if some sad songs come up, make you think of that person, but just know that you can be treated better and find somebody better. They always end up, all exes always say, you're never going to find somebody better than me. That's a lie. You'll find somebody 10 times better. Somebody who actually treats you and values you well. It always varies on where you look.
Right. Wow. Yeah. And I think someone told me one time, if you're trying to get someone out of your life, it's going to be harder the more you try, right? If you just let life take into its own hands and just let it go and don't put much effort to it, it's going to be easier. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's actually semi-true. If you keep thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to forget this person, the memories are going to be engraved, because all you do is just think about this person the whole time. So the best thing to do is just let your mind free, and as they say, just go with the wave.
And sometimes that'll take a while, too. You know, back to just time. Yeah,
it takes a while to get over someone, but you know, eventually when it does, good things happen.
Right. For sure, yeah, from experience. And once, I'm not gonna lie, my last one damn near took, I don't know, maybe a year, you know. Cause like when one mind is set but the other one isn't, it makes things a little tough, you know. And then when you finally have to say, when you finally have to end it off, when you're at such a high point but the other person isn't, you know, that's when things get tough, you know. But once you get through that, you know, it's like, you know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, sir.
Right? You know, it's a long tunnel, and once you get through it, you know, life gets better and you move on to the next one, you know. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Cool. Gonzalo, you actually had a very good, you know, point to come across. I want to let you talk a little bit about that one. Yeah,
go for that. So sometimes relationships aren't always, you know, what they seem. For example, I rub off as a very nice, charismatic person. But, you know, when you're dating someone, it doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, you have to give them your all. Oh, you have to give them all this, let's say, give them all your attention, all your money. No, it can also be just spending time with them, you know, showing them off. But some girls ask for too much. I'm not going to lie. Same with some guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to get attacked. But
yeah, you're going to get sexy though. Don't matter. Yeah.
Well, some girls ask for way too much. I'm not going to lie. Some girls want all your attention, all your everything that you do. They want it to portray them. But sometimes you see, you got to be with family, but no, they want that attention. Like one of my past relationships that happened, actually. I was with family, and she kept telling me, oh no, spend time with me. And it was around Christmas time, I believe, something like that. And she had told me, no, leave your family for me. And I was like, what? And then, because we were on a call, and she was like, no, come with me. Up and cut all communication just by those words she said.
Damn. Wow.
So don't ever think that you and this person are supposed to be together. Look at, is it more of an option? Do I want this person, or, you know, or do I want to move on?
Right, right. Wow, yeah. And, you know, in the relationship, how do you find that balance? You know, making sure you have time for yourself, your family, but then also, you know, giving attention to the other person.
Well, the balance would be that you can just, how should I say? There can be a balance where you just, you know, like I said, communication. Where you just communicate, yeah, me and my family were super close, so we like to spend time together. So it's just that she'll understand, oh, they're close with the family, so they'll be, you know, doing stuff together. But also, if that person doesn't understand that you have boundaries as well, then it's better to just move on.
So again, it's, you know, finding someone who's going to respect you, respect your boundaries, and not, you know, have the whole relationship centered around themselves, you know. I think that's, yeah, definitely. So we are almost out of time, but I want to end with just saying, you know, anyone out there, right, who is in that tough situation right now, I mean, you can see from everything you've said and you know, we've talked about, things happen for a reason, you know. And at the end of the day, sure, one relationship might not be the greatest. It might not be the most fulfilling. It might not be the most positive. But that doesn't mean you have to settle for that one.
Exactly.
Right? You got to come to that, you know, that mindset that, you know, this isn't really benefiting me the way that it should be. It's not benefiting the way for the other person relationship. I think it's time to move on. You know, you got to come to that self-realization. And before things get a little too far, because the more further it gets, the more you may hurt yourself, you know. But you know, just follow, you know, the points that we've talked about, you know, timing, communication, all the stuff we talked about. Because at the end of the day, you will get who you want. You will find that perfect person.
And don't get, you know, don't just, you know, oh, well, life moves on.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. So do you just want to, for the audience, summarize once again all the, you know, top things to do if you're in a situation where you're trying to get in one but you're having a little trouble? Go ahead and summarize those points.
Let's see.
yeah. I threw that one at you.
Threw a curveball at me. So just what you can do is just stay positive and just keep a clear mind. Don't ever bring negativity into your mind saying, oh, I'm never going to have this person. Oh, she's out of my league. That's one thing. Never say, oh, she's out of my league, because you'll be surprised who wants you. That's for sure. And let me just throw this one quote that my mom would always tell me. Never look for pretty faces. Always try to find that person who brings out the best in you. Yes.
Oof. I like that. Hey, Mama yes. Garcia here.
Coming in clutch.
That's actually a great way to end things off with that quote. Yeah, I encourage everyone to take that and you know, use that in all of your situations as well. Well, hey, I appreciate you for coming on. We definitely got to do a part two later on. Definitely. All right. Well, that has been the week's peak. Hopefully you all enjoyed this topic. Be sure to follow us on our social medias at The Week's Peak, and tell us, join the discussion. Tell us how you feel on some stuff that we said today. Agree, disagree. And we will definitely get back to you. And Gonzalo, any last words for you?
Yes. If you guys have anything or any concerns or anything, you know, come hit me up on Instagram at GonzaloG4205. You gotta plug my.
Gotta get the plug in there. All right, then. Thank you for coming on, and thank you all for listening again to another week. we overcame the peak. I will see y'all at the next one. But until then, all adios. Right. Deep, 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 deep